it's crippling the industry. Suppose there's a few things that in play here as well. Like on the 1st of January, minimum wage will increase. There's an additional mandatory sick pay, and there's upcoming pension auto-enrollment scheme coming as well. And that's not to mention the way things were with the energy costs that have gone through the roof in the last few years, and heating and all the other bills that are coming through the door. So it's going to be the death knell for a lot of small pubs and rural pubs across Ireland.
Which is also the death knell for the social outlet for an awful lot of people.
Well, what it's doing really, it's driving people into the off-licence and into their own homes, which is not good for people's mental health either. And as you say there, Greg, I mean, the rural pubs are not, they're not just a pub. They're the community centre of a lot of areas, because maybe they're the only meeting place that is in some of the small villages. It's even for the small Gaelic clubs, the soccer clubs, and all the different sporting organisations. They might run their small functions in them places for the community, and it's a way of the people getting together. So it's not just about, I'm not just on here crying for the sake of the publicans, but as we all know, like, you know, and the government and these people will tell you that it's all part of Irish culture, but Irish culture is dying if we allow all these pubs in rural areas to close up.